Why, hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about the one and only K-pop group Twice, so here we go. On December 19th, 2013, GYP Entertainment announced that they would debut a new girl group in half of 2014, the first female group to come out of the company since the debut of Miss A in 2010. Founder of GYP announced that the lineup of the upcoming seven-member girl group would be decided through 16, a competition survival show that would air on Emmet later that year. On April 25th, 2016, Twice released their second EP, Page 2, which notably included the lead single, Cheer Up, and rearranged version of Park Ji-yoon's 1998 hit, Precious Love, and I'm Gonna Be a Star, which served as a theme song for 16. Twice won their first music program award with Cheer Up on May the 5th on M Countdown. Exactly 1 year after the internal airing of 16, this was soon followed by wins of Music Bank on If Go, and the celebration of Twice's first ceremony since the debut of October 20th. The group unveiled on their new song, One in a Million, for their upcoming third EP, Twice Coaster Lane 1, through a live broadcast on VLive. Twice Coaster Lane 1 and the music video of the pop dance song TT was released online on October 24th. Twice launched their Japanese website and social media channels in early 24 of February. On February 24th, they officially announced their Japanese debut with a compilation album titled Hashtag Twice, which is set to be released on June 28th. On May the 15th, Twice released their fourth EP titled Signal, which is a lead track of the same name, produced by Park Jin-yoon. Twice performed a cover of the Jackson 5 I Want You Back as a theme song to the Japanese film adaptation of Sinsou Kinshu. The song was released as a digital single on June the 15th, along with the music video. In October 2019, GYP and Entertainment announced that the group had added two stops to their world tour, Twice Lights, at the Tokyo Dome. The additional concerts was intentionally scheduled to be held on March the 3rd to the 4th, 2020, with tickets being sold out within 3 minutes. However, due to concerns regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, the Tokyo concerts were postponed, scheduled for the 15th of April to the 16th, but eventually was cancelled altogether on the 28th of April. Twice appeared in the Kelly Clarkson show performing their single Cry For Me. The group's 10th Korean EP, Taste of Love, was released on June the 11th. The group released their first official all-English single, The Feels, on October 1st at the end of the single's music video. Their third Korean studio album, 6th Oval, and 4th World Tour were teased on February the 2nd of 2024. In April 2025, Twice opened all six shows of Coldplay's music video Spheres World Tour in Seoul as a special guest. They also joined Coldplay on stage to perform the new version of We Pray, which was released on April 17th, Twice. They released their fifth Japanese album, Hashtag Twice 5, on May the 14th. Mei Jung-hyun, Jin, and Chin Seon performed the end credits version of Takedown on the Netflix film K-pop Demon Hunters, and it was released on June the 20th. On the 11th of July, Twice released their fourth Korean studio album, This Is For, and the lead single of the same name. In support of the album, they embarked on the This Is For World Tour with a two-day concert in Incheon of July the 20th to the 19th. On August 2nd, Twice became the first K-pop girl group to headline at the Lollapalooza Music Festival in Chicago. They released their sixth Japanese studio album, Enemy, on August 27th on August 27th, to commemorate their 10th anniversary debut, Twice released from the album 10, The Story Goes On, and its lead single, Me and You, which was on October 10th. Members Neon, Jiyoung, Momo, and Tinsu headlined at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show 2025 on October 15th. They also released the 10th anniversary documentary film, One in a Million, on October 20th. So now you know about Twice. They're a really good K-pop group. Hopefully one day they'll come down to the UK. I think they are scheduled to come down soon. I'm not sure when. So yeah, they're awesome. So join me next week. I'll talk even more celebrity. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care and bye for now.